Reports today say a group of investors has agreed to pour $450 million into Airbnb, the home rental website that would value it at $10 billion, making it one of the most valuable startups in the world. Meanwhile, representatives of the site are due in a New York court tomorrow facing allegations that people who use Airbnb are illegally renting out their apartments. Joining us now is Derek Thompson, business editor for The Atlantic, senior editor for The Atlantic, I should say. Derek, welcome back.
Good to be here.
Well, how big of a deal is this reported investment of $450 million into Airbnb?
It's huge. Like you said, the new deal makes Airbnb one of the most valuable startups in the world. $10 billion. You compare that to the market caps of some public companies in the hotel business, it makes it more valuable than Hyatt, more valuable than Safeway. So you think about how people a few years ago were saying Airbnb is going to, quote, eat, end quote, the hotel business. It's sort of doing that already. It's more valuable than Hyatt.
And it's got more rooms than a lot of major hotel chains that we've heard of, even though, of course, Airbnb doesn't own all of these rooms that are being rented out all around the world. Now, what about this court situation, though, tomorrow, that people, especially in New York City, are worried that Airbnb users are renting out apartments, which violates all kinds of subletting agreements?
There's a 2010 state law in New York that prohibits renters from subletting their homes for more than 30 days if they're not present. I asked Airbnb CEO Brian Chesky about this last year, and he acknowledged that this is a good law. It was written because slumlords were kicking tenants out of buildings and turning them into hotels. And Airbnb essentially says, this has nothing to do with us. This isn't what we're all about. They say that 87% of their listings, 87%, are from hosts renting out their own apartments, often to help them make rent. It's awfully expensive to live in New York City and San Francisco, a lot of the cities where Airbnb has really taken off. The state, however, claims that about two-thirds of the city's apartments on Airbnb are illegal. So it's subpoenaed for all of Airbnb's New York records. And that's basically what they're going to go into court about, whether or not Airbnb has to turn over all these records to show once and for all that these apartment listings are legal and that they don't violate this slumlord law written in 2010.
How is Airbnb doing in that little thing that so many tech companies forget, which is how to actually make money?
Profit? What is that? Well, startups are risky. Airbnb does have hundreds of thousands of listings all over the world in tens of thousands of cities, from apartments in the U.S. They have castles in Europe. There are millions, over 10 million bookings total. You know, they're an exciting part of this movement that's sometimes called the sharing economy, where people are sharing what they're not using. The internet allows them to turn their down capital into real actual money. Whether that becomes a sustainable profit for Airbnb, it remains to be seen. And it should be said that, you know, just today we had the mobile payments company Square, which is also one of these hot Silicon Valley companies that's now in discussions with people to sell because they're not growing at the same speed that they thought they would. Startups are risky. And the bet that investors are making in Airbnb is that it's simply too big now to fail.
It's interesting that you brought up Square because, of course, they had raised hundreds of millions of dollars. Today we're talking about Airbnb getting $450 million in investment and now Square recording losses in the $100 million a year is now looking to sell, perhaps. Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, thanks as always.
Thank you.